Good morning, beloved, and welcome to our Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Thank you so much for inviting me into your homes for this morning's episode, and hopefully together we'll start the week out in God's Word, and we can expect the blessing of God's Word to follow us throughout the week. Today we are in Ephesians chapter 3. Verses 1 through 21. And here the Apostle Paul explains that Gentiles are now included in God's plan of salvation. Amen. And share in the promise that God made through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Today's reading concludes with Paul's prayer attesting to the breadth and depth of Christ's love. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week is faith. So let's begin reading Ephesians chapter 3 at verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for the sake of you Gentiles, pray to God. Surely you have heard that God in his grace has given me this work to do for your good. God revealed his secret plan and made it known to me. I have written briefly about this, and if you will read what I have written, you can learn about my understanding of the secret of Christ. In past times, human beings were not told the secret, but God has revealed it now by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. The secret is that by means of the gospel, the Gentiles have a part with the Jews in God's blessing. They are members of the same body and share in the same promise that God made through Jesus Christ. I was made a servant of the gospel by God's special gift, which he gave me through the working of his power. I am less than the least of all God's people, yet God gave me this privilege of taking to the Gentiles the good news about the infinite riches of Christ, and of making all people see how God's secret plan is to be put into effect. God, who is the creator of all things, kept his secret hidden through all the past ages in order that at the present time, by means of the church, the angelic rulers and powers in the heavenly world might learn of his wisdom in all its different forms. God did this according to his eternal purpose, which he achieved through Christ Jesus our Lord. In union with Christ and through our faith in him, we have the boldness to go into God's presence with all confidence. I beg you then not to be discouraged because I am suffering for you. It is all for your benefit. For this reason, I fall on my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth receives its true name. I ask God from the wealth of his glory to give you power through his Spirit to be strong in your inner selves. I pray that Christ will make his home in your hearts through faith. I pray that you may have your roots and foundation in love, so that you, together with all God's people, may have the power to understand how broad and long, how high and deep is Christ's love. Yes, may you come to know his love, although it can never be fully known, and so be completely filled with the very nature of God. To him who by means of his power working in us is able to do so much more than we can ever ask for or even think of, to God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Amen. And today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21, where Paul says, to God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Amen. You know, it's interesting that Paul is revealing here that, God has made him an apostle and has given him the specific responsibility of bringing the gospel to the Gentiles. Now, of course, we know that Peter was given the keys to the church, and, those keys included bringing salvation to the Jews and also bringing salvation to the Gentiles, which he did. but it was actually the Apostle Paul who did so much more in bringing the message of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles all over this world. And we're so grateful for that. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, your love for me is broad and long, high and deep. Make your home in my heart so that I might grow in faith day by day and stay rooted in your wondrous love. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end. Beloved, join me tomorrow when we'll be reading Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16, when the Apostle Paul describes the unity that is shared by believers in the body of Christ. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you and your family, is my prayer.